Morning, everyone. Glad to see everyone this beautiful morning this morning. I'd like to read a verse in Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 1. Wrath destroys even men of discernment, but a humble answer turns away anger. I'd like to talk a little bit this morning about your temper, and I just kind of struggle with that sometimes. Just when something doesn't go my way, I just kind of get a little upset about it. But this verse says that wrath or getting angry or upset about something will even destroy a man of discernment. So it'll even destroy the best of us, the ones that understand and can make sense of things. But I also heard a story here a couple months ago about a boy that was having problems with that, and his dad took him out, got a hammer and some nails, and took him out to the fence, and he said, "Son, every day that you lose your temper, I want you to nail a nail in this fence." And so the son, he started doing that, and he nailed him. After several weeks of that, he decided that it was easier to, you know, keep his temper than going hammering a nail in the fence. So he went all day one day without losing his temper. And he was pretty proud of himself, and he told his dad, he said, "Dad, I didn't lose my temper today." And he said, "That's great." He said, let's go back out there to the fence." And he said, "Now, every day that you don't lose your temper, I want you to pull a nail out of the fence." So after several more weeks, he walked into his dad and he said, "Dad, I pulled the last nail today out of the fence." And he said, "That's, son, that's great. Let's go look at the fence." So they went and looked at the fence, and he said, "Son, you see all these holes in this fence that all those nails made?" The son was like, "Yeah." He said, "That's what anger or losing your temper does to your life." He said, "All those holes, all the times that you lost your temper or got mad, that'll ruin your friendships." He said, "So you just need to work at not losing your temper, because you might not see it now, but it's an everlasting thing. It'll ruin your life." That just, hearing that story just really, really stuck with me. And I've had some really good weeks the last couple weeks thinking about that story, just trying to put that into practice. And everything's been going pretty good. There's been a few rough days. That's normal. But anyway, I thought that story was pretty encouraging, so hopefully that helps one of y'all. Anybody have any prayer requests or anything they'd like to share? Right. Pray for Marcus and Marcus's family and Corbin's family as they're traveling. And whoever else is traveling. All right, let's pray. Dear God, we come before you this morning just to thank you for this beautiful day that you gave us and letting us be able to gather here today. Just we ask you to be with those that are traveling and those that aren't with us today. Just be with them, keep them safe, and bless them. And we also ask you your blessing on the message this morning. Just give us ears to hear it, and help us all do your will throughout the coming week. In your name, amen.